The scope of Hurricane Katrina's destruction will take weeks and possibly months to determine. Many of the wounds from the storm and its aftermath will take even longer to heal, if they heal at all for some. This past week, as tens of thousands of Katrina's victims struggled to find food, water, and shelter, hundreds of thousands of others looked toward keeping their devastated communities from being permanently lost. Donna Johnson is the Alabama manager of Trinity Travel, a tour operator with offices in Biloxi, Mississippi, Mobile, Alabama, and Spring Hill, Florida. Much of Trinity Travel's business is arranging trips to casino resorts along the coast of the Gulf of Mexico. We spoke with Donna Johnson earlier this weekend, and she told us about arrangements she and her colleagues have made to keep the business going.
My office is in my home at the moment and is fine. Our home office has totally been destroyed in Biloxi, Mississippi. It was two blocks away from Casino Row. My owner's home has been destroyed, and her family's home has been destroyed. We serviced all of the motor coaches that came in and for most of the businesses along the coast, and our shop has also been flooded. In addition to doing tours and all, we do have charter buses, and one bus was destroyed. The other buses, thank goodness, were on assignment.
Are you working to make new arrangements for people that had made plans to come to Mississippi?
Yes, we are. Everything is having to come to a standstill. And again, we've had other repercussions because all of the hard copies and all and computers were lost. And so now we've had to contact all vendors in order to get copies of everything we've got and the people that are traveling.
And where are they going to go, do you think?
Some are going on cruises up to, out in the Caribbean. Of course, New Orleans certainly is not going to be cruising anytime soon. From Florida, we did line runs into the casinos for the retired people mostly. And that was a primary part of our business. And now that's all gone, so we're going to try to redirect to Tunica and other places until the area here can come back, and I'm sure that we will come back. It's just a matter of getting over the devastation we have right now, and thousands of people are out of work, and you just don't know what's going to happen. You just have to keep trying.
Donna Johnson is the Alabama manager of Trinity Travel, a tour operator specializing in arranging trips to casino resorts along the Gulf Coast. With such extensive flooding throughout the Gulf Coast region, countless public documents are believed to have been destroyed by Katrina. Bill Hanna is director of the Local Government Records Division at the Mississippi Department of Archives and History in Jackson. We spoke with him yesterday, and he gave us an update on the condition of municipalities in his state.
There are some municipalities that you just have to assume that there's a complete loss of records in the municipality, such as Wayland. Others, no doubt, have been damaged, and then others, I'm sure, made it safely through the storm.
What can be done to actually recover either the documents or the data that existed on those documents?
It's a really multifaceted response to that. If they've received water damage, there are certain techniques that you can apply to salvage them and preserve them. In other cases where the damage is so extensive, there have been steps taken in the past to make copies of those, preserve them through microfilm or computer tape backups, whatever form they are in, because they are so vital. In other cases, I'm sure there is a loss of that information.
Give us some examples of some of the documents. What kinds of documents are we talking about?
Land deeds for the property that is owned throughout the county. That is crucial for preserving the property rights of individuals. The Department of Archives and History, over the years, have been involved in several projects where those have been microfilmed. So if there is a complete loss of those records, at least we have something to rebuild them on.
What about birth certificates, marriage certificates, divorce decrees?
Well, birth certificates are done at the state level through the Department of Health in Jackson. Marriage records are done at the county level in the circuit clerk's office. Marriage records are one of those things that a great deal of attention has been paid to in the past, because marriage records are a genealogical research tool, so there have been microfilm copies. The divorce decrees are part of the court record, and those would be at the county level. The Department of Health does marriage certificates and death certificates. Those were reported to the Department of Health here in Jackson. Those are very much vital records, so there are duplicate copies, but there was not extensive damage here in Jackson, so there's no concern for those.
Bill Hanna is director of the Local Government Records Division at the Mississippi Department of Archives and History. In New Orleans, marine biologist Suzanne Albies was among a small group of staff members who stayed behind at the Audubon Aquarium of the Americas when Hurricane Katrina hit. Albies left New Orleans on Wednesday and is now in Coleman, Alabama. In a conversation earlier this weekend, she told us about the animals at the aquarium and the measures taken to protect them.
Mostly we have aquatic animals, sand tiger sharks, brown sharks, the sawfish. We also have penguins, parrots, sea otters, two sea otters. They're mammals. They're the only mammals that we house in the aquarium, and an alligator.
And what happened when the hurricane hit?
We had power till about 11 p.m. on Sunday evening, and by Monday morning at 5 o'clock, it was coming in full force. By that time, we were running on a generator, which was still keeping the exhibits circulating and had plenty of air at that point. The generator lasted for maybe 14 hours and then started having mechanical problems. We had plenty of supplies, plenty of water, and plenty of things like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, granola, crackers.
Now, of all the animals in the exhibitions that you had there, what was your biggest concern?
Our biggest concern was keeping at least air in the water. The animals have trouble with ammonia from their own waste, so we weren't feeding them so that we could keep the water as clear as possible for them, and then the air provides the oxygen they need to breathe out of the water. And our sea otter system, they're the two mammals that we have in the aquarium, and we were trying to keep them circulating because they start to have problems if they lose the coolness of their water.
And what was the situation at the aquarium when you left on Wednesday?
The decision for us to leave was difficult. It was based on that it was getting a little more dangerous for us physically with the looter violence that was increasing, and also the danger of the water that was flooding the city was disease-ridden concerns there. We had to leave for our own safety, and that decision was made by the CEO and the operations manager of the aquarium, who was also one of the storm riders.
Do you know what the situation is now?
The morning that we were leaving, they had finally arrived with some diesel fuel for our generator. Our CEO, the morning that we left, said he would try to do what he could for keeping the generator running and the air to the animals, but I left Wednesday morning, and so by now I don't know anything else that may be going on.
You must be attached to some of the creatures that are...
Certainly. My main responsibility is the seahorses and sea dragons, and I take care of a freshwater electrical eel and several other types of saltwater fish, and seahorses are very fragile, so I hold little hope that they'll still remain when I return.
Suzanne Albies is a marine biologist at the Audubon Aquarium of the Americas in New Orleans.